You are not logged in. This guide can only be completed if you have converted your website into an app with web2app.design. This guide is part of the app publishing process. You should only complete it when asked to in the app publishing timeline. Open the Production tab in the Google Play console. Click Create New Release at the top right. If you see the option, click Choose Signing Key. Then choose Use Google Generated Key. Download your app as a .aab file. Upload the .aab file you just downloaded in the Google Play console. After uploading the file, you should see something like this screenshot. If you see the error message, version code X has already been used. Try another version code. Please reload the page and instead of uploading the app bundle again, click Add from Library and select it there. Enter a description for the app release. For example, initial release of the app. Click Next or Save at the bottom right. It's normal if you see some errors and warnings. We'll resolve those now. Click Production on the left. Click the Countries/Regions tab. Click the Add Countries button. Select the countries you want to make your app available in. You can also select all countries if you want that users from everywhere can download your app. Click the Save button at the bottom right to add the new countries. Go to the list of releases. Click Edit Release on the latest release. You might still see a warning that your app can't be published yet and that the app uses native code. You can ignore both of them. Click Next at the bottom right. Click Save at the bottom right. You should now see that your release is ready to send for review. Go to the Publishing Overview by clicking the link in the side menu or the one next to your release. You can now submit your app for review. When you go to the dashboard now, you should see that your app is under review. Now you just need to wait a bit. It usually takes 5 to 7 days for the app to be reviewed by Google. If Google rejects the app, please contact us and we will help you resolve the issue.